Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's going to be a big one. We're talking about Superior Livestock's Gulf Coast Classic this Friday, April 22nd. It'll be originating from Natchitoches, Louisiana. It'll be seen live, as always, on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and can be accessed on the Superior Click to Bid page at SuperiorClickToBid.com. The video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time this Friday. 57,000 head to be offered, including 2,200 Holsteins, 14,300 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 12,700 weaned calves, and over 20,000 calves on cows. Looks like a great set of cattle. For more information on the cattle being sold, or for a time that a particular lot is selling, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117, or go to the Superior Livestock website at superiorlivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
Well, look for a mixed opening in cattle futures today. The cattle buyers and sellers alike are looking for market psychology to stabilize and open the door on cash trading possibilities today. Opening bids likely to start out around 127 in the south, 208 in the north. Our guess is that asking prices starting around 130 to 132 in our part of the country, 121 plus in the north. It's possible that significant trade volume won't develop until even tomorrow. Live and feeder cattle contracts should begin on a basis thanks to a slow combination of spillover selling and pre-cash short covering. The cash hog trade enjoyed a firmer tone yesterday, and we may be starting to see a more promising trend in spring fundamental surface. Look for country bids to start out Thursday around steady to a dollar higher. Weekday kills should continue to average close to 435,000 head, with the Saturday slaughter currently estimated at 85,000. Lean futures seem ready to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and encouraging fundamentals. Now, grains. They worked like dogs overnight to post solid gains early this morning. Trade volume was moderate in May corn and soybeans and light in July Kansas City wheat. Most outside commodities were also higher, while the U.S. dollar index was near unchanged, waiting comments from President Draghi of the Eastern Europe Central Bank. On the wheat futures, well, Chicago wheat July posted its highest close in 5 months, helped by more commercial buyers applying pressure to non-commercial shorts. The fact that all this is happening after the southwestern plains was drenched by rain over the weekend just adds to the confusion among bears caught off guard. And corn July was closed higher yesterday, just a quarter cent shy of $4, after USDA said that 5.4 million bushels of U.S. corn were sold to unknown destinations for 2015-16. We'll check all the futures right after this.
Hey neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual grass time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com.
Well, checking out our futures, live cattle futures for July, down $1.30, 117.27. The August down 75 cents, 114.25. May feeder cattle down 35 at 145.42. And the August was down 75 at 145.77. May hogs up 102 at 77.22. And the June was up 67 at 79.60. On our wheat futures, Kansas City, hard red winter wheat, up 16 and a half for May, 493 and a quarter. July up 16 and three quarters, 504 and a half. Chicago wheat, the May was up 18 cents, 504 and a quarter. And July up 18 cents, 512 and a quarter. Chicago May corn up 10 and a quarter cents, 394 and three quarters. July up 10 and a quarter, 399 and three quarters. And May soy was up 24 and a quarter cents at 1009 and three quarters. July up 24 and a quarter cents at 1019. On the cotton futures here today, May cotton down 363. 77. July is down 10, 63.99. June crude oil is down 8, 44.10. And the July is down 4, 44.97. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.